Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The government's latest inflation update is just in, and consumer prices rose 0.4% last month, according to the Consumer Price Index. It's an increase of 0.1% from January's rise in prices. And consumer prices are up 3.2% from February of last year. Three of America's leading geopolitical foes, China, Russia, and Iran, have marshaled their forces for naval drills in the Gulf of Oman. It's a crucially important waterway near the mouth of the Persian Gulf. He will defend himself and his work when he testifies today on Capitol Hill. Robert Herr, special counsel in the Biden classified documents case, will tell lawmakers that he did not sanitize his findings and did not unfairly disparage President Biden. Raising questions about Biden's advanced age and mental fitness, Herr concluded that the president should not face any criminal charges. One small state is hosting a big Second Amendment fight. It comes after a Delaware judge refused to block enforcement of a state gun control law.
Delaware is one of nine states that banned certain semi-automatic firearms due to a law in 2022 that also limits gun magazines to 17 rounds. The Delaware State Sportsmen's Association and other groups took that to court. Last year, U.S. District Judge Richard Andrews ruled, even though they should be protected by the Second Amendment, state officials had sufficiently established the weapons and magazines bring unprecedented societal concerns for public safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As the southern border remains open, FBI Director Wray has told the Senate committee that from an FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. Dow futures up 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Seth Hullhouse brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at Salem Podcast.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy. They'd rather wait. Las Vegas about to host a film and TV industry event that could help advance the concept of Hollywood 2.0 here in Southern Nevada. The 45th American Film Market coming to the Palms Resort this November 5th through the 10th. The six-day event will bring thousands of film and TV insiders together for screenings and to make deals connected to developing and financing film and TV projects. Now, this is the first time the film market is being held outside of Southern California. Event organizers say they picked the Palms because of the 14-screen Brendan Theaters complex and the meeting space available all in one place. They added a number of flights in the town in addition to the dining, entertainment, and shopping options help Las Vegas snag the event. The American Film Market brings in about 7,000 people from 80 countries. Organizers say they hope Las Vegas becomes a long-term home for the event. We do, too. The Anderson Animal Shelter resuming normal operations while it continues to treat dogs that have been infected with a contagious respiratory disease. Over the last month, that shelter has been treating dogs for canine pneumovirus. About 25% of the dogs there who were quarantined are now available for adoption. Anderson Animal Care officials say they'll continue to give weekly tests for that virus. The disease has also been spreading through all the other Valley shelters, including the Animal Foundation and Nevada SPCA. The Regional Transportation Commission looking to sell some prime real estate it owns in downtown Las Vegas. The 6.5 acres is just east of the Clark County Government Center on Southern Grand Central Parkway and is on the market for $19.8 million. RTC officials say the land was meant to be used to build a maintenance yard, but development in the area now precludes that from happening. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click click on that Listen Live button.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Day two of spring break for Clark County School District means lighter traffic in the morning and afternoon rush hours. And we're certainly seeing that right now with no accidents to report and really keeping a nice pace on I-15 through the resort corridor right now. No accidents again on the highways on the surface streets. So again, reward of one on the west side on Jones and Reno. That's just south of Tropicana there on Jones. Another great looking day today, albeit a little bit cooler. Mostly sunny skies and light breezes today. Afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s. It's 54 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, March 12th. Good to have you with us. I was watching Fox yesterday, and it occurred to me that after tonight, Donald J. Trump will most probably have enough delegates to win the Republican nomination for president of the United States. And the one thing that occurred to me is now is the time when Donald J. Trump and those around Donald J. Trump are going to have to come to grips with the question of who will be his running mate. Who is it that will be a heartbeat away from the president? And there, I tell you what, after watching the primaries, we've got a very deep bullpen. I mean, we really honestly do. And I don't know if you have any ideas, but I wanted to take the first part of this hour, and normally we don't take a lot of calls in this hour, but I want to change that today. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844 the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you're a first-time caller, let Andy know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. And I want to find out who you like as a vice presidential nominee. And then I saw it. And I saw what I think. Because originally I thought, oh, like Katie Britt. I was real impressed by her. You know, Katie Britt, who did the State of the Union response for the Republicans, I thought looked very, very good. And then it got to then I saw this clip on Fox, and I thought to myself, if you could encapsulate this and make sure that every day this candidate is out on the stump, keeping to the message. To me, that might be good enough to win the race, to win the presidency for Donald J. Trump. I want to go to cut 8. real quick. And by the way, that phone number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. We're trying to help out Donald J. Trump. You are after all, pretty damn smart. I mean, you really honestly are. I saw this, though, and I thought it answers the question of will America be smart enough to make the right decision in November? There are so many really good reasons for Donald J. Trump to win the presidency. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. This is it. Vivek Ramaswamy was on Fox yesterday, and I want you to hear Vivek with Hannity. And will America be smart enough to make the right decision in November? This was Vivek Ramaswamy. Here we go.
Pennsylvania, I have a message to you. Send me back to Congress. We added more to the national debt than any president in his term. I'm like, okay, well, he's getting a little closer to the truth. July 6th, okay, sure. You guys don't report that I'm winning. I'm like, okay, show me the report where you're winning. I'm sure there'll be a couple in the media, but the American people, I got asked all weekend. Did you get asked the same thing all weekend? What the hell was that? That was the question I got. What did they give this guy before that speech? Did you get that question?
Yeah, there's no good answer to that question, Sean. But for all of Joe Biden's frailties, and we're going to see a lot of them between now and the end of the year, the thing that's remarkable about this election, Sean, is that we have a unique opportunity. Voters have a once-in-a-century opportunity this time to actually compare the records of two presidents side by side. 4 years of Trump, 4 years of Biden. 4 years of Trump, you have sealed borders, declining crime, a growing economy, and staying out of foreign conflict. 4 years of Biden, you have rising crime, rising inflation, an open border, and closer to World War III than we've ever been in my lifetime. That's what this election actually comes down to. And that's a rare opportunity, Sean. It's a once-in-a-century opportunity. Usually you have a president who's stepping up against an incumbent. They're only able to offer you promises of what they're going to do. The reality is this time it is a rare opportunity in American history where voters get to choose between the records of two presidents, make their choice, and if we present it that way, combined with Biden's frailties and gaffes, I think we're going to have, hopefully, a landslide unifying outcome this November.
We know what their strategy is. They're gonna say democracy is in peril. They'll play up January 6th. They'll lie and demagogue about abortion and in vitro fertilization. Donald Trump is evil. And then Joe already, through commercials, they're playing the race card, comparing. By the way, the guy that praised the former Klansman as his mentor and friend and partnered with the former Klansman to stop the integration of schools because he didn't want those schools to be racial jungles, partnered with the Klansman, former Klansman to do that, is now using the Klan in an ad, his supporters. Oh, okay, great. Will these tactics work? Because they're going to have hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in these lying ads.
The sad reality is they will work for some, Sean. But I think the American people have now been attuned not to swallow what they're force-fed every time. They tried to do this in the past, even with respect to the issue of immigration. Now look at how that's backfired. They said building the wall was somehow racist or xenophobic, that asylum policies that are like the ones that you have for Biden are required for compassion or else you're xenophobic. I say this as the kid of legal immigrants to this country. That is not compassion. That is cruelty to everyone involved. And on this campaign, I've been to places like the South Side of Chicago, where you have a traditionally Democrat region that's every bit as put off by the actual open border policies we have in this country, that I think we're going to bring many people along with us who the Democrats never imagined, and that's how we're going to succeed.
Vivek Ramaswamy, I saw that, and I said, that is the answer. If you could take bits and pieces of that, what was that, 3 minutes and 17 seconds, and if you could make sure that he was out on the stump every day saying those words, we win. Because that's the argument. Who is your choice for vice president tonight Donald J. Trump should have enough delegates to win the nomination. But who should be number two? 844, the number two, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls in a minute. But I'd love to find out who the people's choice is for vice president. Remember, a heartbeat away from an 80-year-old president. I mean, that's what you're looking at. You don't know what's going to happen health-wise to Donald J. Trump. You don't know legally what's going to happen. There's all kinds of stuff. It's got to be somebody who could serve as president. Then there's Laura Ingraham. You know, she does that Ingraham angle. And last night on the program, I thought she zeroed in perfectly on the so-called Biden apology. It's not really an apology, and that's what's so bizarre about this. It's not really an apology. This was Laura Ingraham. This is cut nine. Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
Apology to a killer. That's the focus of tonight's angle. Now, once in a while, Biden lets his old self slip out, and he says something that he'd say when he and his party used to actually be a little bit sensible.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
The upset in his party and the press was immediate. And it wasn't about the poor young woman murdered by a man Biden's people let into the country, but it was about the nomenclature that Biden used.
He probably should have used a different word, and I think he would know that.
I don't believe that is the language that he believes in his heart about immigrant people who find their way to this country to make a better life for themselves.
Using the word illegal, like, that shows a generational difference between Joe Biden, his age, and a lot of other people in the room.
I should have used the word undocumented. I don't believe that the president's heart is with the word illegal.
Now, Biden's minor deviation from left-wing orthodoxy demanded a clear recantation. All they needed was a friendly forum.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lincoln Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Now, to most folks, this came across as our president apologizing for offending the sensibility of a murderer. Well, the majority of Americans are offended by the open border that brings drugs and death across our border every day. Thank you very much. And where's our apology, Mr. President? Of course, realizing that they've stepped in it again, the White House is now denying he ever apologized.
First of all, I want to be really clear about something. The president absolutely did not apologize. There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize. He used a different word.
He used a different word. What? Well, just when I thought they couldn't look more idiotic, they always seem to outdo themselves. Now, the truth is, even if the cognitively impaired Biden, he knows that the term illegal was accurate. Many of them are not eligible for asylum. Overwhelmingly, they're not eligible for asylum. They're just here for economic reasons. Now, tough talk on illegal immigration, it used to be the norm among Democrats.
I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration. But they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it.
All Americans are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
15 years from now, we're going to be saying, what are we going to do about the flow of illegals into the country of the United States of America?
Now, 1995, that was Biden at the end, by the way. And even as recently as 2009, when Democrats still cared about working class Americans. Democrats cared about their jobs, you know, working class jobs, and the safety of all of us, but not now. For Democrats, Americans killed or otherwise brutalized by illegal aliens are just now collateral damage. If Americans lose their jobs or have wages lowered because of illegal aliens or foreign workers, too bad.
Laura Ingraham was just spot on last night. I love her to death. And when she's focused like that, and especially with all that sound from Joe Biden and from Bill Clinton and others, it illuminates the topic that you're talking about. That was Laura Ingraham last night on The Angle. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. Tonight is the night, the Georgia primary, where both Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump will most probably win enough delegates to end up winning their party's nomination. Now the question is, who's going to be the vice president under Donald J. Trump? Let's go to J.D. J.D., you're leading off, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I think it must be a woman. I don't know which woman, since, number one, he's going to have a vice president again who is a woman, I think. It would be best for debates to be woman against woman, not a male vice president against Harris. I would love to have a high-profile woman from Pennsylvania, but I don't know of any in Pennsylvania. But I think Pennsylvania is the key state. If Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania, he wins the election. My first thoughts are a second-term senator who speaks very well, who's in the middle of the country, who was a combat veteran officer, and that would be Joni Ernst.
From Iowa.
Iowa.
I like her. I like her a lot.
But what do you think about my woman? A woman against woman. We don't want to put a vice president man debating a vice president woman. It won't come off good. Well, no matter how good the vice president may be for Trump, having to debate Kamala Harris will come off badly in the media.
But nobody, you tell me if this is important. Nobody, JD, votes for vice president.
I disagree.
You really?
Yes.
I mean, they vote for the presidential candidate.
I agree.
I don't know.
With the age of the candidates, the vice president is more important in this election than in any. Biden will be 82 in November. Trump is 77 right now. The vice president in this election more than likely will wind up as the president.
Wow. So you're saying Joni Ernst of Iowa is your choice?
I'm not positive. I like her. Like I said, she's a fighter. She's a good speaker. She has
veteran.
The resume.
Veteran.
She has a combat veteran.
Yeah.
She has the resume, and I would put her in my top three choices. And I don't know who the other two are.
There you go, JD. Thanks, man. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. You may agree with J.D. I'd have to think about that one. Coming from a state like Iowa, I don't know. I love Katie Britt, although I think they're going to try and make Katie Britt into the next Sarah Palin. You know, dumber than a box of rocks, that kind of thing. I really fear that that's what they're going to do. They're going to try and put her in Yeah, I know. I really do. I'm afraid after what she did at the at the State of the Union response that they're going to try and paint her like the next Sarah Palin. Dumb. Anyway, stay where you are. We'll get to more of your calls. 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. Right where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers 0 down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand, together at the Aliante. That's right, two musical icons, Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand, come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino for 2 nights only, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard. He was on the show the other day, and Sharon